Several species of tuna are also commonly caught in purse seine, as you can see on the graph below. It's the most common method by which tuna are caught. Here are the six species of tuna that we catch the most of. Remember, the skipjack, right here, is the third largest fishery in the world, and it can be recognized by its lateral stripes. It's the species most often found in canned tuna. I bet you never knew that. And most people don't think of that white, chunky flesh in a can as pertaining to any particular species or another. It's just tuna. And canning companies aren't obliged to tell you what species is in the can. Anyway, yellowfin tuna, also known as ahi, is also canned or is sold as tuna steaks. In the U.S., white meat tuna is by law albacore tuna. By the way, notice that the scientific name of albacore tuna is Tunis alalunga, whereas yellowfin tuna is Tunis albicaris. So you can get confused because albacore tuna is not Tunis albicaris. Anyway, in the U.S., as I said, the albacore tuna by law is what they have to use when you buy a can of white meat or solid white tuna. The most valuable tunas are the Atlantic bluefin and the southern bluefin tunas. Bluefin tuna fetches the highest price as the best quality for sushi, and it's on menus as maguro or toro. And the two bluefin species are actually most often caught by longlining, which we'll talk about later. As tuna stocks around the world decline, fishermen are putting more pressure on the big-eye tuna, a deeper water species, making this species vulnerable to overharvest as well. Do you have any idea what the conservation status is of the various tuna species? We'll find out by clicking on the Resources tab at the top right of this window, where there's a link to the IUCN Red List page for tuna species.